Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, here's a lesson I call Lost and Found. Joseph was 17 when Jacob lost him. His brothers tossed him in a pit in the wilderness and then sold him as a slave into Egypt. Then they mercilessly lied to their father, letting him think his beloved son was dead, torn by a wild animal. Gabriel was just 17 when we lost him. So I can relate to Jacob's grief. It tore our family apart. We eagerly watch for the day that we will find him again. When Jesus was challenged about his ministry to sinners, he spoke three parables, one about a lost sheep, another about a lost coin, and one we all remember, the lost or prodigal son. All three speak of loss, but the primary point of view of the first two is the seeker, and that of the third is of the one who is lost. The religious leaders of Jesus' day divided humanity into two classes, the unclean and the righteous. They decided to live as much as possible in complete separation from the unclean. Some rabbis of Jesus' day took this idea so seriously that they refused to teach the unclean God's word. Thank you, Morris. In seeking the lost sheep, the emphasis of the story is not that the shepherd valued the lost one over the 99, but rather that he cared for it and then celebrated when he found it. This was the error of the Pharisees and scribes who complained. They were not joyful when the tax collectors and sinners drew near to Jesus. Thank you, Guzik. Then there's the story of the lost coin. In a sense, the lost belong to God, whether they know it or not. The piece of silver was lost, but still claimed. Observe that the woman called the money my piece, which was lost. When she lost its possession, she did not lose her right to it. It did not become somebody else's when it slipped out of her hand and fell on the floor. Thank you, Spurgeon. This is a tremendous comfort to those who may have lost a loved one or watched them walk away from the faith. One of the first things to arrest us powerfully is the worth of single souls. It was one sheep the shepherd went to find. It was for the one coin the woman searched the house. Thank you, Morrison. Likewise, I say to you, Luke chapter 15, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Lost coins find it impossible to repent. So Jesus added this so that both the religious leaders and sinners who heard him knew that repentance is important for lost people. Thank you, Guzik. The repentance is the main theme of his final story. Luke 15, 11 through 16 says, "Then he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me.' So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate. No one gave him anything. What we should not miss here is that the younger son gets lost. We'd say he lost his way. But unlike the first two stories, no one seeks for him. The son left the area to become independent of the father and lived a prodigal, that is, a reckless, foolish, extravagant life. No doubt it was fun while it lasted. Thanks, Guzik. But when he came to himself, Luke says, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me to be like one of your hired servants.'" The message is still one of finding, but the perspective has changed. The lost son repented and found his way home to his father. So it is with the lost, even today. Luke 15 continues, "And he arose and came to his father, but when he was still a way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.'" Unlike the first two stories, the joy results not just from the finding, but from the fact that the son was dead and is alive again. You see, the father couldn't simply search for the lost son until he found him, because he would have remained dead. Repentance brings life. So the son had to find his change of heart and return to the father. But notice that once he appeared on the horizon, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And he said to his servants, "Bring out the best robe, put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to be merry. None of the things brought to the repentant prodigal were necessities. They were all meant to honor the son and make him know he was loved. Yes, God searches and rejoices when what was lost is found, but the third story is necessary to tell us about the need for repentance and humility on the part of the lost. As with sheep, God will carry you back to your family, and as with the valuable coin, God will clean house, your house, and as with the son, God will run to welcome you home. And in all cases, when what is lost gets found, all of heaven rejoices.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.